This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, Fully Charged Recharged. What's the crack?
Oh, we're giddy now because I've just done something very bold and it's very fun.
Giddy for witty. Giddy Emma's going witty. To witty.
I am. Witty is an island off the coast, West Cork, and I've just put my top retainer in. Sorry if that's...
Can I ask, this is a question that will not interest anyone, but I'm going to ask because it's on my mind. You said you wanted to leave at 11 tomorrow.
Ish,
but we probably won't be done till 11:30.
Cool.
Do you not think, no? We no. What time do we finish on Fridays?
Yeah, we're a little bit later on a Friday.
Yeah, we have best of show and shit like that.
Yeah, I'm saying that I hadn't really thought about that meticulously.
But isn't your mate going at 11?
Well, yeah. It would have saved me. She'll always be late.
Right, okay, grand. Mm. That's perfect then.
As in, like, her boyfriend's just praying that she don't totally take the piss and will be ready at some point around 11.
Fair enough.
My brother has house viewings in the last couple of days. And one of them is the top of O'Connell Street. And
wow. I was like,
now, there's an interesting... Frederick Street. Do you know Frederick Street?
Yeah, is that like...
near O'Connell
One of
Street,
the
anyway.
Ones just off?
Yeah.
Yeah, like before Parnell.
Yes, I think it is.
Wow. So I mean, great location.
It'd be a pretty cool place to live.
You know what actually was on my mind randomly at some point over the last few days? I don't know your brother's name anymore.
Anymore?
Sean. Because I was trying to think. I was like, Don...
Anymore.
Don Grania... Sophie.
Well, let's do this for everyone.
And then I was like, Paula, Billy, you only talked about me yesterday, begins with a T.
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
it begins with an L.
It's an unusual Irish name.
Is it? I didn't know it was an Irish name.
Lorcan.
Yeah, yes.
Lorcan.
It's Irish for Lawrence.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
Lawrence Olivier.
Okay, so Sean is what I was missing in my
and
head.
And then we've
okay,
got...
Cool.
Grania.
No, I've done Dave.
Oh, sorry, Katie.
Katie, Jim and Laura.
And my brother.
And your brother is...
Barry.
Barry.
Yay! Isn't that so funny?
What's Callum's mom's name?
Oh, we've asked him before. He's coming in there now. We'll find
Catherine?
Out.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Well, yeah, what would Callum's mom's name be? Because she's English.
Denise.
Florence.
Yeah.
Juneberry.
What do you think of English, Irish names? Margaret.
Betty.
Betty.
Oh, come on, Callum.
He's What's like an EastEnders name?
Outside the door.
Shirley.
It's definitely not Shirley.
Cat.
Open that door and ask him there, will you?
Yeah, let's see. Can't wait a moment longer.
Callum.
Connie.
Callum.
Callum. What's your mom's name?
Sorry, what's your mom's name? Continue your conversation, but what's your mom's name?
Diane.
Oh,
Diane.
You should have fucking known.
Oh, should have guessed. Sorry, Kieran. Kieran was in the middle of a conversation with Callum.
Was it important?
We were just talking about Taylor
Swift. We were guessing your mom's name based off other English mom's names.
Diane was so perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think is an English woman's name?
Like a Charlotte.
Charlotte.
No, what's it? What's an English mother's name?
That's what I just asked.
Did you ask for a mother? I wouldn't say Charlotte. Charlotte's a daughter's name.
Okay, like a Susan.
Susan, yeah.
Or
Carol.
Carol is a... Jenny.
Sheila? Is a mother's name?
Yeah.
Jenny. I said Shirley.
Real posh English, like.
I'm thinking of EastEnders characters.
Oh,
Dot.
Dorothy.
Dorothy.
You don't get many Dorothys anymore.
No.
Wow. I'd call a kid Dorothy.
A Sharon. Basically, like Sharon, Karen, that kind
of stuff.
It's
very like Irish, I suppose.
Yeah.
What's an Irish man's name? Like, that is a tough question to ask.
What's an Irish ma's name?
Breed.
Yeah.
Teresa.
Maura.
Teresa.
Maura. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I'm just naming my mom's friends now because she has a breed. She has a Maura.
You know,
she has a Joanne.
I'm naming my auntie's Eilish.
Anne.
Yeah.
Anne's a big one. Okay. Well,
that was fun.
Did you enjoy that? Did we say your name?
Bye.
Alright, here we go.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Fully charged.
Morning. It is a rainy one, unfortunately.
Do you know what? I genuinely was coming into work today and I was walking through the streets and I was looking at the rain, I was looking at the water on the ground and I was like, I get it. I understand finally why people move to Australia. I totally get it.
Yeah.
I know. Yesterday was all right.
Yeah. Forever the optimist.
That's what we're living for, is all right.
Yeah, and yesterday.
Yeah. our 1 hour or two of brightness. I'm sick of brat summer. And I didn't even fully understand what brat summer was till I came
Charlie
in this
XCX.
Morning.
You can't be sick of brat summer.
Oh, no. Like, for those who don't realise, this is a viral trend inspired by Charlie XCX, okay? But it's all over my phone. Every app is just brat some of this, brat some of that. But now they've taken to the streets of Dublin, and I passed not one but two brat summer signs this morning on my way to work.
Signs?
People hanging them up like little stickers, little like welcome to brat summer, and it's in that real horrible neon green with that horrible lowercase writing that's not fully, what would you say, like it's pixelated weird,
yeah,
you know?
Well, it's
you
like it's the cover of her album.
Well, here's
that's
what you need to do.
Like.
It's called How to Have a Brat Summer, I've Googled. Okay, what's it even mean here in case you don't know? You need to adjust your aesthetic to look kind of trashy. That's kind of the look. You can embrace.
How is that a bad thing? Brilliant.
No, I'm not saying it isn't. I'm not saying it isn't.
Emma hates the gays.
That's not what I said. A slightly messy way, oversized hoodies, micro shorts, slogan baby tees, and dark sporty sunglasses. They're pushing the no bra trend for the summer. Just
oh.
So you know as well. That's kind of all in. And it's all about just being a bit messy and a bit bowled.
Never in your entire life have you sounded so old.
Because I said I'm sick of seeing brats somewhere.
They're going
everywhere.
For the no bras and things that that's in at the moment. And the big hoodies. Now.
I thought you'd be all about Brat Summer.
And you know,
such a good album.
The mini skirts, you know them. Do you know that they do be wearing them now?
It's not even about that. It's about that horrible neon green poster everywhere I look online or in real life. No.
I love it. I saw a video yesterday which was funny, and it was like, this is Brat Summer, and it was like the video of Fiona in Shrek turning back into the ogre after she kisses Shrek in Shrek 1.
Okay,
well,
that's good.
I'm about that.
I like that. I wanna
Spins fully charged with now.
Hey there.
Before in the show, I've brought you news of the fantastic Lost and Found Dublin Airport website. It's such a well
run. Oh, that was
system.
Fun, yeah.
Really good crack. I've brought you things that have been found in sewers. And stuff that's been left in taxis at different times of the day and different days of the week. So it's only fair that I bring you, on a much sadder note, I guess, stuff that's been left in the oceans or on beaches. But I do wonder, despite the sad undertone to the story, if anyone's missing a recliner chair.
How do you miss a recliner? How do you forget that?
Anyone missing an exercise bike?
Not me, anyway.
Is this found in the ocean?
Dave, a felon's ankle monitor?
That is mine. That is
yours. And that's where I would put mine if I had one.
Ashling, a head of broccoli?
Probably, yes.
How would that not disintegrate?
And Dave, half a bowling ball?
Yeah, I knew the way she wasn't going to me for the broccoli.
I said I'd stick with the bowling ball, but you. They're just some of the bizarre things washed up on our beaches. There's a crew from the volunteer organisation Long Beach Cleanup talking to the press about this. They have done this for years, and they've obviously removed tons and tons and tons of stuff from the ocean together. And they say they found a lot of interesting items every week. They're always curious as to how they got there in the first place. The recliner really had the best sunset on the entire beach, they're saying. And obviously people, because it had washed up, were enjoying it as like a sunbathing option before it was removed.
Yeah.
Kind of class, to be honest.
What kind of a-hole throws a feckin' recliner into the sea?
I know, they're serious.
It's probably left on the beach though, and the sea just takes
it. Nah, that's definitely somebody who couldn't be arsed going to the dump.
No, it isn't. There's not a chance someone flung it.
Why would it be left on the beach? Because it's a recliner chair.
It's a recliner, so you go and recline on the beach.
No, you don't.
No, but it's like a recliner chair for a sitting room, no?
Yeah.
Oh, right, one of them.
It's not a sun lounger. Like.
Oh, right. No. I thought when you recline, like, that's, you know, you're just like sunbathe. Like.
Think Joey. Check out my new recliner. It's a sun lounger.
Is that not what your sitting room is full of? No.
Yeah. Joey and Chandler and Friends type chair.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah.
Someone dumped that, you'd imagine. You know?
Okay, that's grim.
They meet from March to November, and it was launched in 2020. And they wanted to show people that volunteering isn't a chore and can actually be really fun. So they have a bit of crack along
get
the way.
There is a cleanup on the canal. I think it's like every couple of Sundays or something like that. And I've always actually thought I'd love to do that.
You should.
Just purely because I'd love to see what they pull out.
Oh my God, please.
Do you know the canal by the barge?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to see what crap they pull out of that.
Quite easy to see what's in there a lot of the times.
Yeah, but that's because they're just so good at cleaning.
So true.
Now, they also stumble across a handful of messages in a bottle every year. And you know the way our mind is always blown if something kind of leaves Wales and ends up here. We're like, oh, how long did it take, etc. They came across a letter that had travelled to the Nassau County Beach from the Garden State. I don't know geographically how quite far that is, to be honest. I should have looked that up. But it had made that move in just 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So these are the letters that are dated and signed. And then they're finding that within 3 days, States.
What a letdown.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that exciting then, does it really? Oh my God, I found your message in a bottle. You sent it on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not from years
but
later.
You sent me a WhatsApp.
They hit the sand weekly at 6:30 p.m. to tidy up after brazen beach goers. I think if I was to do that on our beaches, I'd just end up constantly furious, to be honest. If after a busy day on the beach, I was out in Sandy Mount and I was cleaning up after people, I'd be like, you dirty, rotten feckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
My mum, once when phones became like a thing, when mobile phones became a thing, she had a flip phone Motorola.
Yeah.
And accidentally buried it in the sand and never found it again.
No.
So if anyone near Bettystown Beach has ever seen a Motorola, Grania's been looking for about 20 years.
What a scummy woman.
Jesus.
Wasting her phone.
Run, spin. It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Becky Hill and Jason Statham and Disconnect on Spin Morning.
Morning. So it was announced a while ago that the wonderful, the amazing, the spectacular Adele, that she'll be performing 4 outside summer shows in an 80,000 seat arena built specifically for her. It's a pop-up Adele concert hall.
Wow.
I'm like, that is just so, so cool.
There's power and then there's power like that.
Yeah. Only downside is that all the shows are going to be taking place in Munich in Germany, right? So it's a bespoke arena. I've never heard of those two words together before.
Where have I?
A bespoke arena.
And I also thought it was so random that she was picking Munich.
Yeah, well, apparently it's because it's Central Europe.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
All Europeans can easily get to Munich.
That actually makes sense.
You know, it actually does, to be fair. So it's going to mix. It's going to feature a mix of seated and standing areas. It said that the show is going to feature the largest outdoor screens ever made for a stage show.
Cool.
Very cool. I know. That's a great sentence, right?
But at the same time, do more up close and personal and do the arenas across Europe. Like, gig properly, no? Mm. Tour properly. Why are you dragging everyone to Munich? And don't put this into other artists' heads. Yeah. We'll just do one stop in Europe.
Yeah, we'll just go to Munich.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Dragging us all.
See, at the same time, I'm like, Adele, she's currently doing a Las Vegas residency.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, fair enough. It's not like she went out and toured America necessarily, did she?
Yeah, no, she didn't really.
No.
She's been doing her Vegas residency, and basically she was asked to do this, and she said that, yeah, that sounds absolutely unbelievable. I tried to get a clip of her talking about it, but I could only find it from German TV, so enjoy.
I think honestly,
mir war damals nicht klar, was daraus alles werden würde, denn das waren die letzten Jahre, in denen ich einfach ein x-beliebiges Mädchen aus London war.
You got that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, she said she was asked to do Crow Park, but then she said I'd rather do Munich. Something like that.
I have it basically, right? She wrote on Instagram, I've been content as anything with my shows in London's Hyde Park and my residency in Vegas, so I hadn't any other plans. However, I was too curious to not follow up and indulge in this idea of a run of outdoor summer shows. Too curious. She got paid a bag. A one-off bespoke pop-up stadium designed around whatever show I want to put on. Pretty much slap bang in the middle of Europe in Munich. That's a bit random, but still fabulous. She ended the post with Guten Tag, babes. Which I really, really
very
like.
Very good.
So yeah, that's why she's doing it. Apparently she's curious.
Money, 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 money.
Hell yeah.
When you think of the bills that goes into building a bespoke stadium or whatever it is, outdoor, whatever venue that didn't exist before.
Mm.
So that construction alone, never mind. She'll be normally on tours, like say Taylor Swift's crew, setting up this big stage and taking it down again. That's one thing.
Yeah.
The build.
Yeah.
And she's still going to make like huge bank off it. You just wonder what she's getting paid.
I've seen it being built and like it looks pretty much done, but like not 100% done. And I'm like, the shows are in August. I'm like, you don't want it to turn into that Manchester arena that basically had to push back their dates.
Or a fire
so
festival
times.
Situation.
Exactly. You know, that kind of a vibe. But it's not all good news. She also said that she plans to take a long break after all of this. Okay. So
she's taking loads of breaks.
She loves breaks, that girl.
Yes, she does. But she makes her money. She comes back with like an album that's just sensational.
Yeah.
And then tours it and dips again. I'm like, hell yeah, go for it.
I think the problem is she's happy now, you know.
Is she?
Yeah, sure.
That is a problem.
She's engaged to your man, isn't she?
Oh, is it? Yeah,
Richie.
It's like some Richie.
Rich Paul or something.
Yeah, Rich Paul. Yeah, yeah. Well done.
She is happy, yeah.
That
is good for
the
her.
It's
a problem for us
was
as fans.
Inspired by her divorce, of course. But she's still. It must be depressing, though, to still be touring your album about your divorce. Like,
no wonder, yeah.
Especially when she's so happy. It's like, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. She said she doesn't have any new plans for new music at all. She says, I want to break after this. I want to do other creative things. What Adele could do creatively, I'd say knows no bounds.
Pottery.
Yeah, comedy I was thinking more.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Funny.
I think she's so funny.
I'd love to see her do stand-up.
Or potentially brewing you know, brewing like alcoholic drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she said she wants to open up a British pub beside the pop-up 80,000 seat theatre because points from England are better than Europe. So it just goes to show you, as wonderful and amazing and as talented as she is, she's still English.
She's as English as
she's got some neck saying that in Germany where they basically created
the best exactly. thing
yeah,
ever.
Exactly.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Matt Smith, stargazing here on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. What's going on?
Good morning.
Morning.
Great thing about working in radio. You never know who's listening.
Great, you know what I mean? Or bad.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, I'm not in trouble this time.
Okay, good.
So great for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to bring you back to a couple of minutes ago, and I was talking about my mom for some reason.
Emma was talking about things that had washed up on beaches, and we were giving out about people dumping on beaches.
And I was saying that my mom once lost a Motorola phone on Bettystown Beach. And if anyone had ever seen a Motorola on Bettystown Beach, to give us a shout. Mm. And Ash, you said that my mother was littering. And what was it you called her?
Yeah, you called her this.
What a scummy woman.
A scummy woman. Wowie.
Well, it was just a thing called a little joke about people who litter on beaches.
You've
and I was making the joke that her losing her phone was her littering.
You've had to send a video apologising to Dave's mother growing you this morning. It's not even 7:30, lads. Can we rein it in?
My mom texted me 4 minutes ago and was like, easy now, Ash.
You get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Here it is. Our time's finally running.
Now, there you go. He just didn't bother to finish the song, as usual.
Wouldn't be like him.
Not as usual. As usual. Keen to Crow, and here it is on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We've talked a lot about the ending of that song. Emma, you dislike it. You don't like the way it fizzles out into nothing.
Yeah, I understand.
Dislike, despise.
I understand.
You hate the ending of it.
Yeah. I understand the premises. Our time is running out, and he's trying to make that point. But I just think it sounds like he fell asleep.
I never got that point at all. So it shows you that it's not working incredibly well.
At least
for your thick audience.
But in general, Dave, you won't have a bad word said about Keane.
I love him.
You love Keane.
He's from Cork.
I'm kind of on the fence with the way that he's finished the song. I think it's kind of clever. The time has run out, so he doesn't bother finishing the sentence. But it does give you that bit at the end where you kind of just go. It's like you kind of fall forward,
waiting for
the last word.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's the kind of artistic thing, but I kind of wanted to imagine what if other songs just finished up by ditching the last word.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've listened to the ending of loads of different songs while thinking about this, and I'd say it's kind of hard to end a song. To write the ending of a song.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Some of them get a bit wishy-washy towards the end. Some of them go out in a real strict end, kind of.
And I actually listened to the end of loads of songs and realised, the end of songs is,
they're not good.
No, it's the worst bit of every song, kind of.
It's such a funny concept. The end of a song is always the worst bit.
Yeah, and I mean, fair enough. But it's very much like, I feel like they all kind of struggle with how to like really end the song. Like, well, it all just fizzles out, it slows down, it kind of like, it goes into oohs or just repeats.
Mm. Do you know the typical 90s where the song just starts to fade?
I hated that so much.
It just fades out to nothing.
Especially like, as working on radio, because when you're playing them songs, it's like, I'm not doing that. I'm not fading that song out, that's just how it is.
When do I start talking?
Yeah.
Exactly. When are you done? Yeah. So I have imagined what it would sound like if other songs just ditched the last words, and I've picked some that are really frustrating, okay?
Oh, go on.
So I'll start with SZA and Kill Bill. If the last word of Kill Bill was just gone.
I just killed my ex. I still love him though. Rather be in hell than...
I hate it. I hate it.
That's so annoying.
It is. It's exactly how
then
you described of that last step. And you're like, where is it?
Yeah, and even when you know it's coming, it still gets you. Okay, here's another annoying one. This is Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire.
Like sucker, dream crusher, bleeding me dry like a damn...
So annoying.
Like a what?
Like a damn what?
Yeah.
And then I think this one is the worst. It's Miley Cyrus, Used to Be Young. Used to Be What? That's fine.
Oh, that's really frustrating.
That's like the Keen to Crow one.
It really is, because it kind of has a little...
And it kind of
sounds like it could be the way it was written.
Yeah, totally.
So I'd love you guys to have a little play with a few songs.
Yeah, let's do that.
In the next few minutes and find some more, because they're funny to listen to, I think.
Okay.
Poor old Keen to Crow, he's getting absolutely lambasted here every morning.
At least we know what we're going to say to him next time we interview him.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll do that in a sec. First, Eminem, Houdini on Spin.
Recharged. We've been chatting about Keen to Crow's new song. It's called Here It Is, and it's a very interesting ending to the song. He kind of just cuts off at the end of his sentence. Have a listen.
Here it is, our time's finally running.
That's it. Running where?
Where is it running?
Yeah, so it's obviously a bit of an artistic thing with Keen's song, but we've been cutting off the last word or the last couple of words of different songs to see if it sounds better in any way. So far, it's just extremely frustrating.
Yeah.
But it's funny. So you guys have been cutting off the words at the end of songs.
Tony was on, first of all.
No, you best be going back and finishing those songs. Can't believe me hanging at the end of every song and just leaving that last word out.
Yeah,
just
I know.
I'm doing that now.
It is very annoying to
listen
to.
Fairly frustrating. I've been looking at this as well and going through kind of songs that, I don't know, sometimes it's hard to find one that's going to be quite effective towards the end. So what about this one? Dua Lipa's Training Season.
Yeah, hate it.
It's so annoying.
I feel like it's unsettling almost.
It is.
You know what I mean? I've gone for a stupid one. I've gone for Sabrina Carpenter's. I just like the idea of a song ending with, that's that.
Very good. Teddy Swims, Lose Control.
Okay. Oh, it's building up to something so big.
So frustrating. Yeah.
Something so iconic.
I can feel this in my soul, like in my body.
Finish your songs.
I'm kind of going for the same vibe of Sabrina Carpenter ending a song with That's That, Chapel Roan. Have a listen. You have to stop.
That's it now.
That's finished. You're done.
It's over. Done. What about Shaboozy?
No,
I feel like that's the same energy as Keen to Crow's.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Time's finally running. Where? What's happening? And and lastly,
finish
for me,
the instruction. What do I have to do at the bar?
Michael Marchese's song sounds a little bit cryptic and a little bit kind of creepy when you end it early. Yes, Michael. I am.
Now I am.
I'm terrified. I hate it.
Hello. Go ahead now.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is Spins Fully Charged
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Morning to you. Welcome.
What's happening?
I was telling you yesterday that on Tuesday I went for a walk with my friend to the Phoenix Park, and randomly we were like, do you want to go zoo?
Oh yeah.
And we went into the zoo, but I forgot to tell you about this very annoying thing that happened while I was at the zoo.
Oh.
We had just arrived and we chose kind of the worst possible bathroom to go to because it was just the one right beside the entrance and all the other bathrooms were empty and that one was like full. So we were queuing, and I've been queuing for like easily 5 minutes or more for the loo, and I was next in the queue, and then these two little girls just strolled in right in front of me, went straight into the next open cubicle and walked in.
Isn't it so annoying when children do this? Because if it was a woman, you might somewhere find the bravery to say, sorry, I was actually in front of you.
Yeah. And now, look, I'm not much of a one for saying things anyway, so if it was an adult, I probably wouldn't have said anything either. But I was like, two little brats.
No, just hit them with the sorry girls.
Yeah. Sorry, girls.
Sorry, girls. You sound so old when you say that. You sound so old when you say that. Sorry, girls. Can you get to back to the queue, please?
Oh, I was actually speechless. I was like, I'm powerless to these little girls.
And they know it.
And they know it.
But isn't it awful when you're in that situation where you're like, no, come on, grow up and call it out. And then you're so angry with yourself if you don't. You kind of sit, you're like, I'm disgraceful. I can't even stand up for myself.
I'm like, I'm no better than that 7-year-old.
But do you ever do it? And as soon as you say the words, you're like, God, what have I done?
Yeah.
People are looking at me.
There was loads of mams and kids. So I bet you if I had said that, they would have been like, whoa, she's so mean.
Taking on the kids.
Let the kids
this is
out.
The zoo.
It's for them.
Get out.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
I have a dilemma again. Oh, boo, boo. And as always on the show, whatever you tell me to do, I will do.
Emma's dilemma.
087-711-103. That's our number on WhatsApp. Okay, if you haven't been with us this week, essentially on Friday, I'm going on a trip to Whiddy Island.
Whiddy.
Everyone just laughs at the name.
Whiddy with the family.
I'm going to Whiddy with the family and family friends, right?
Like a boogie with the hoodie.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a gang of like 16, 17 of us, I think was the last count I had of confirmed people. And so I'm hoping to leave from work, as in like it's a long drive, just to give you context. So you're getting the ferry from Bantry, and I just checked, say now when there's a bit of traffic around, it is less, just under 4 hours a journey from here to Bantry before
just
you get to the
Bantry.
Ferry just to Bantry, then you get in the ferry, and it's like 284 kilometres from here. It's a long dirty drive, right? So that's grand. I'm all set for that, and in my mind I'm like, I'll finish work, hopefully whatever, we'll be out of here by like 11:30 tomorrow and get going, right? Mm-hmm. Fine. Great. But I have this friend who I invited this year, because we went to a different island last year called Cape Clear, and it was just really good crack. I didn't really bring a friend with me. As in, I had pals there, but you know, there was definitely room for more people if they wanted to come. And I was like, oh, I need to like throw it out there next year because it was such a good laugh. So my friend said, yeah, I'd love to come with you. Grand. This friend of mine does not drive and lives in Waterford, okay? And if you've picked up on my personality on the show, I don't know, do I come across that obviously as the big walkover that I am? I don't know.
I wouldn't say walkover, but you kind of, you offer things that you've no position in offering.
You offer them and then you get annoyed that you've offered them.
Like what?
Like you'll offer the most outlandish helping hand to someone that's just so inconvenient to you that they should never accept. But you offer it because you're very generous.
Right.
And then you kind of realise that you've absolutely...
And you get annoyed at it.
Right, yeah. Well, anyway, this friend of mine in Waterford doesn't drive. And as the day, Friday, has getting closer, I've been looking up like Google Maps with a stop to his address. It adds 56 minutes to
Oh my God.
Almost 4-hour drive.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and that's without traffic, really.
Like, you don't need a friend there. You have your parents.
And I was saying in my head all week, and it's kind of stressing me out, I'm like, should I ask him to like get the bus to Turles or something? Mm. Somewhere on the way, because it would be a different motorway as well, right? Like I need to go straight to Cork really perhaps here, rather than go down the M9 via Waterford and then the back road to Cork, which is a bit crap. Well, main road, but like still not motorway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, should I maybe ask him to get the bus to Fermoy or something? I don't know. But doing that just makes me feel really anxious. I'm just like, I can't bring myself to be brave enough to ask for like to meet me halfway, say, on public transport. Yeah. I'm like, deep down, I probably know... Well, no, with your help now, I will make an official decision. But deep down, I'm like, oh, just go and pick him up. Just go and pick him up. Just add an hour to the journey. Just go and pick him up. Just go and pick him up.
Are you going to have to drop him home as well?
On Monday?
Mm.
Potentially, yeah.
You thought about that?
No, stop, Ash. Stop.
Oh, God, yeah, you can't drop him off, can you?
So listen, on WhatsApp this morning, 087-711-103, just voice note me. But pick him up or get the bus.
Okay.
Pick him up or get the bus. All right.
And whatever people say, you will do.
Maybe I'll have to turn into a big girl today and start dealing with things that I find horribly uncomfortable, like being like, can you meet me halfway? So pick him up or get the bus.
Whiddy Island sounds like a place that a horror movie is based in and you are going to disappear.
Thank you very much.
So best of luck.
Thank you. It's about 4 hours and I kind of said, obviously, in the months leading up, like, sure, we'll figure it out in terms of getting him there because he doesn't drive. But actually, stopping in to get him will add about another 56 minutes to the journey, which I don't think you really need when you're already doing a 4-hour drive.
Certainly not.
So I'm trying to get a bit ballsy because I feel like I'm being a bit of a scabby friend by being like... would you get the bus to meet me in Thurles or something? And I want to know, well, one, if that is scabby, but if I should just pick him up and be a good friend or ask him to get the bus. Is that a bit scabby? I don't know. Maria was on. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Maria.
How's it going?
Maria, what do you think? Pick him up or get the bus?
Get the bus and then get the boat because you need to put on your big girl pants.
Yeah. You should get the bus the whole way, do you think, Maria, or just halfway?
The whole way.
Oh.
He's a grown man.
Well, you don't
Make
know
him
that.
Go the halfway. Well,
no, he isn't underage.
I was going to say, if you're interested in romantically...
No,
he's gay. So I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, if he's not a friend, well, then the whole way. Why are you going out of your way for such
Yeah, dead right.
A
he's,
friend?
Only, he's only a mate. You're not trying to impress him.
Okay.
There's
okay.
nothing to be gained from this. You're already friends.
No. Where's the potential gain? Zero.
Yeah.
Dead wow. right. I like it, Maria. I like it.
Thanks, guys.
Maria's never done a favour for anyone in her life.
Yeah. If you're not going to get
no,
with them,
of course
don't
not.
Collect.
Words to live by, question mark. Thanks, Maria.
You'd be
Pest.
Grand on the train. They have Wi-Fi.
They do.
And drinks and snacks.
Bye.
See you, Maria.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Also, Wes was in touch.
Tell him to get the train. The train is only an hour and something from Waterford to Dublin. And get him to meet you in Dublin, and then you just go straight.
Oh, that sounds annoying.
Is the train only an hour to Waterford?
That's not a bad show. Then you don't have to go out of your way at all.
Yeah, but then this poor person has to come all the way to Dublin first before heading back down
this
the
poor
country.
Person.
That this makes poor person no who's sense. Getting a free lift all the way to Cork. Listen, no. Emma, you are... too nice sometimes. And I think if the journey was going to put you out of your way 20 minutes, maybe a half an hour max, that would be a bit more of a predicament. But 56 minutes on top of a 4.5 hour journey. Sorry,
honestly,
to this man.
He'd be lucky if I'd be slowing down for him. If you can get in the car while I'm going 120, great. If not, get the bus.
It's totally reasonable to ask him to meet you somewhere.
I know. Do you ever feel like that though? You're just like, am I a bit of a... I hate putting people out.
I know, but you're not. Sure, you're giving... Putting him out, he's getting all the way to Cork.
Fair. James was on.
Tell him to get the bus and meet you halfway. Wouldn't be driving no extra hour at the age fund. Who doesn't drive to stay in age?
John was on a touch too.
Emma, 100%. Ask him to get the bus. If he really wants to go, he'd be only delighted to get the bus and meet you halfway.
Yeah, plus people who don't drive love getting the bus. That's why they don't drive.
Yeah, so true.
Marlena was on too.
Get the bloody bus.
Yeah, listen, I don't need to tell you, Emma, that on the messages, on the text, it is a categorically get the bus result.
I think 100% of tell them to get the bus.
You are all such mean people. I'm only joking.
They're sensible.
Yeah, they are sensible. I need to learn to grow up a little bit. All right, I'll do it.
You've got a big text to send this afternoon.
Have fun with that.
Ariana Grande now.
So mean of
you're on
Spin.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and
hair. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
You know what's so funny? And every time I hear that, and I never actually have said it before. When we recorded the girly quiz song, I was actually on that. So obviously it went to our production team and they went, nah, she sounds like a crow. She can't sing. Take her off.
You can't even hear a whisper of Emma.
No, not a little bit of it.
I'm sorry, girl.
Aisling and I went into a studio and recorded that song together and they just said she can't sing.
I also think you were quite nervous to sing and you were very meek. You were like, this is a girly quiz. You didn't give it too much gusto.
Anyway, here we are. Good for you, says you, because I can't sing. This is the girly quiz. Once a week, myself and Ash and yourself, ladies, we test Dave on all things girly. We're running this almost 2 years. No shortage on questions, etc. And no shortage on Dave still somehow managing to mess this up, despite having a fantastic week last week.
Yeah, I had a good week last week. I feel like every time there's a girly quiz, I'm like, right, grand. The next three questions that I'm going to be asked, surely I know them because there's only so much that you can, ask me about.
Yeah.
But no, every single week you say something, somewhere, what's a spindle prex? And you're like, oh, for God's sake.
God damn it, he must have seen the doctor today. look, at the start of the girly quiz, we kind of had a lot of well-known things, but now they're getting a bit more niche the more we have to come up with stuff. You also obviously have to get three questions right in order to win the week. You have two lifelines. One is a Simplify, a 50-50 option. The other is your phone a female. We have your phone a female standing by.
Erica's there this morning to help you out. And every week, we give you that little warning if there are young ears in the car. Just keep your hand on the dial because you never really know exactly where this is going to go when we are talking about all things girly and womanly, if you know what we're saying, okay? Just be careful. Hand on the dial. Question number one, Dave, this week.
And Q cue the sweaty palms.
Why might a woman use acetone?
Acetone.
Why might a woman use acetone?
I have no idea, because I'm pretty sure that's how to, like, get rid of a body.
Oh, oh, oh.
Do you know, like, Breaking Bad? And they put the body in acetone.
Acid.
Yeah, but it's the same thing, like.
I don't... Producer Callum is doing some research, and I hope
acid.
The IT team don't pull up his search history to remove a body.
I'm pretty sure it was like they did that in Breaking Bad. They put it in a bath.
Remember? Of acetone.
Yeah, maybe.
Producer Callum.
That was hydrofluoric acid. Oh.
So no.
Yeah, that was to dissolve a body. But so I don't think women are using
it's
that.
It's something, though.
Let's
it's something
move
to
move away from.
It's
the
something
body.
To dissolve something. I'd imagine something hard, like nails or something. Or maybe is it to get rid of eyelash, like glue or something? It doesn't matter. That's what I've realised. It doesn't matter.
What doesn't matter?
It's just the answer. It doesn't matter.
It does actually.
Okay. So
you're
I'm gonna
to
go.
Represent the men of Dublin.
Yeah,
but don't act like you don't care about this.
I think the men of Dublin agree. It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
I'm gonna go with Erica calling the troops on question one. Why the hell not? Because I said it doesn't matter.
Hi, Erica.
Morning, Erica.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How are you? I'm really, really good. Erica, I'm stuck on question one, which is not great. I got 30 seconds on the clock, and I'd love to tell me what acetone is.
What it's used for.
I'm pretty sure acetone is used to take off your nail varnish.
Didn't I say something about nails? I'm raging now.
Yeah.
Nail varnish now, Erica, or what do you mean by that there?
Yeah, so nail varnish on your nails. You can also use it to kind of weaken your shellac, I suppose, as well.
Okay. Very nice. So it gets all like kind of floppy and stuff and you can just rub it off.
Fluffy.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe file it off.
File it off. Okay, amazing. All right, well, let's go with that. Acetone is used for getting rid of nails, which was in my head, so technically...
Getting rid of nails, like that sounds worse than what it really is.
Yeah, but yeah. Fake nails.
Fake nails, we'll go with that. Yeah.
Floppy shellac.
Erica,
is my
thank you very
thing.
Much. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Thanks, Erica.
Good luck. Go bye.
Thank you.
Bye. All one right. One.
Well, two questions on left, now. One lifeline remaining. Question two, Dave. What does the brand Compeed sell?
Erica, come back.
Erica!
Compeed. And I feel like I've seen it. Compeed.
Saying it over and over again help you?
Say it loads more times.
I feel like in the past, for Girly Quiz, I have repeated a thing over and over again. To the annoyance of everyone listening, I'm sure, but it did help me.
That's okay.
As many times as I've said compete, it has not helped me. All I'm thinking of is compost.
Oh, man. You just bring the goods every week.
Compete. I'm going to have... I swear.
You're not seriously using another lifeline.
Oh, I go. Fucking hate this Girly Quiz. Every time I go to Ash, every time I was like, can I just have a little bit of help? Oh, you disgust me.
It took 6 minutes for Ash to turn into a bitch.
You're pathetic.
I hate Dave.
Once a week on the Girly Quiz, Ash just, there's a venom in her. I don't know what it is.
Go on.
It's getting worse and worse every week.
Simplify that
for
me.
Do you want to use your stupid little simplifying question too? All right, here we go.
Yeah. Compeed. What is it?
What does the brand Compeed sell?
Compeed.
Is it A, incontinence pads?
I don't even know what that is.
That's all you're getting. Or is it B, gel plasters for the treatment of blisters?
Compeed is to compete, which you would wear if you had maybe, like if you had an injury, you would wear a plaster. You can still compete.
No. Quite
the reach there.
So I'm going to go with the plasters. B. Final answer.
Incredibly warped logic. I think peed may have something to do with feet.
Oh.
Peed
oh,
is
yeah,
the French for
podiatry.
Feet. Yeah, yeah, all that.
I think compete.
And incontinence is when you can't hold your pee.
Okay.
So that's a problem for women after giving birth.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Jeez, Callum.
Compete is a contraction of the word competition and the word seed.
Compete.
Competition and seed.
Yeah. Weird.
That's weird.
So Dave was right. I was right. I should get a bonus point.
We don't do them.
They don't exist.
Okay, Dave, question three. You're on your own.
We early ended early then.
You are on your own.
Okay, here we go.
If you want two for two, two wins in a row, you got to get this one completely. It's no lifelines. Other than the hair on her head, what else might a woman curl?
What else might a woman curl?
Other than the hair on her head, what else might she curl?
I don't know. Okay, so go with me on this. Go on. It's one of those things where I'm embarrassed to say because I'm like, but it also might be something.
Go on.
Do you ever see when people get a nose job? And it kind of goes up at the end.
A little point.
Is that a little bit of a...
You think that's point, curl?
Maybe that's it, like an LA thing. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it's a thing. Oh, she has the curled nose. Do you know what I mean? Other than that, I have no idea.
That's the only thing you can think of, is a curled nose.
Think of other hair.
Emma, stop. The hips.
Oh. Yeah. You curl your eyelashes. That's exactly what you did.
Handed it to him.
Did I get it right?
Handed it to him, she did. Oh, I'm annoyed. Oh, I hate when he gets help. He will suffer on this quiz.
Three for three. Sit back, relax. Absidy. And that means I get to be a really insufferable man for the next 7 days.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, where else possibly would you curl if it's not hair?
Exactly.
It's not a thing. You don't curl the nose.
It's not a procedure to get a curled nose.
You get curled eyelashes.
Cool. Good to know.
Sorry, wow. Ash. Are you upset with me?
Look, I just love a loss on this. So my day is ruined. But sorry.
And that's two for two.
Woo!
Well done, Dave. It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies. Let's get quizzy. Recharged.
Big day in my house.
Oh,
big,
today?
Big day, yeah. Not only because this day 2 years ago I moved in.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. But the main thing is because a pump is getting fixed.
Exciting.
We have like a pump outside like our back garden, right? It's like obviously in like a little kind of shed or something.
Yes.
It's connected to the house. And it's unfortunately right underneath my housemate's room.
Ah.
And there's a problem with it.
Okay.
We've been trying to figure out what the problem with the pump is for ages.
Is this when you were telling us on the show last week, the week before, that you were sent out to the shed by the plumber to find something and it was very hard to distinguish?
That's exactly what it was. He was like, send me a picture of the pump. And I sent him a picture of something. And he was like, that's the boiler. And I was like, okay, you're going to have to help me out here.
I don't know what
I'm looking for.
I wouldn't have a notion.
The problem with the pump is that every 30 seconds or every 3 minutes or every 6 hours. There's no rhythm to it.
Random.
Okay.
You'll hear a punch and then for about 30 seconds, right? Okay. And that happens, so if it's happening every 30 seconds, it will happen every 30 seconds for hours and hours and hours, right? Or it might happen every 3 minutes for hours and hours and hours. Or it might happen none of the time. There's no rhythm to it.
It's sporadic, yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird. Now, obviously, when you turn on the hot water and stuff, it goes and things like that. But it's the lack of rhythm to it, and it's been keeping my housemate up at night. Finally, it's being fixed, right? The plumber came the other day and was just like, so, we have found the issue.
Oh, best news ever.
Great news.
Yeah.
Not for me. It was my toilet all along was the problem.
Oh, no.
I am not flavour of the month in the house at all.
Oh, dear. Happy anniversary.
Is it your fault?
And it's not my fault, but apparently there's been a leak in my toilet for like a year and I never noticed it.
When you say there was a leak, it was obviously internal though. You didn't see it on the
floor. No, it's not on the floor. It's like inside the actual toilet.
How are you supposed to know?
I know. Apparently I'm supposed to do a tissue test.
Oh, yeah. Shame on you.
Yeah, my fault, right?
What's a tissue test?
This man can't even identify a pump. How's he going to know?
a tissue test apparently is when you just hold a tissue to the back of the toilet bowl. Inside the toilet bowl, and if it's wet after not flushing it, it's supposed to tell you, oh, there's a leak. So there's a constant drip. So the pump is constantly filling up my toilet with water because mine is leaking. Do you know what I mean? So they found out that it was actually my fault. And yeah, I'm in a lot of trouble.
Oh, come on, that's not your fault. I don't know, I'm backing you on this. Yeah. I wouldn't have a notion. How are you supposed to know?
The only reason I'm supposed to know is because we found one trick that would help the pump stop making so much noise. And it was, if you flushed my toilet, it would stop the pump noise. And everyone was like, that's weird. And I was like, right, good night.
See you in the morning.
3 minutes later.
Let's go.
Dave and Aisling in the morning.
This is Spins Fully Charged.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey there.
I was obviously off on Monday.
Yes.
And we didn't really get to talk about the fact that a certain assassination attempt, but Trump came out on stage recently with the bandage on his ear.
Yeah.
And the Republicans have started wearing bandages on their ear.
No, they have not.
I swear.
You're joking.
Yeah, that Republican conference that they're all at the moment.
Yeah.
There is people there supporting him with the bandage on her ear.
That's a bit full on. It's like when Nelly wore that plaster in
his face.
That's
mad.
Do you remember when Nelly spent his whole career in the noughties wearing the plaster in his face because his mate was in prison?
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
I never realised the significance of that.
Plaster. And when it comes to Trump and the bandage on his ear, which does look a bit excessive. Like, just
it's
put a plaster
massive.
On it.
Yeah. Someone said it's like when you order a pillow off Temu.
I saw that.
It's so good.
Well, it's like it's massive, but it's a tiny pillow.
Yeah, so funny.
It's so weird. So people are walking around this conference thinking this is solidarity now.
It's giving Regina George wore army pants and flip flops, so I bought army pants and flip flops.
Do you remember when they cut the holes in the t-shirts in Mean Girls so you could see the bra through the t-shirt? It's exactly what the vibe is.
It's life imitating art.
So I kind of really want tickets to next year's Republican conference just to see what happens next.
I would enjoy a people watch at that night. Absolutely.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know.
That'd be good crack.
It's like a Taylor Swift concert. They're all in costumes, the different eras.
Yeah.
They're in the assassination era.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. I want to welcome you to a new segment on the show called Toilet Corner.
This is where
I bring you a couple of big news stories related to toilets.
Okay, right. Brilliant.
Go on.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. First, I want to tell you about a new study that was carried out. Now, not by Harvard or Yale, but by Villeroy and Botch.
The next best thing.
Bathroom manufacturers. This study was to figure out how long we're spending in the loo, the important questions. And these bathroom manufacturers don't do things by halves.
No.
They studied 2,000 people and they found that the average person spends an hour and 54 minutes per week in the loo.
That's not true.
An hour and that's a long time.
That's a huge amount of time.
It's a long time, Ashley, per week.
Can I ask if they include your shower time in that?
Shower time, I think maybe included because this is kind of bathroom central.
Okay.
But it works out to almost one working day per month.
Wow. That's a long time in the loo.
Oh God, don't tell the bosses that.
If we break it down by gender, which the guys over at Villeroy and Bosch have done, men are spending 18 minutes longer on the loo per week than women.
Yeah, I kind of get that. Lads, just if they need to do a number two, they manage to make like a whole experience of it for some reason.
Oh, lads, yous are missing out. It is
like,
the best.
I don't understand why, but it feels like when nature calls for girls, they just get it over and done with. But guys seem to be like, oh, let's bring a book.
No, that's a full on like that's a little getaway.
Yeah,
for us.
It's
I
completely agree.
It's like a big event.
The women just get the job done.
Yeah.
Like Bob the Builder.
I think it's quite the event for the lads.
Yeah, no, we get the marks on our legs from just kind of like chilling there on our phones for
very
so long.
Very strange.
That's absolutely gross. The study also found that there are mental health benefits to spending longer in the toilet. Ha. And to be honest, I'm actually feeling great right now. In other toilet-related news, we kind of moved to showbiz toilet news. The singer Meghan Trainor is carrying out some renovations in her bathroom.
Right.
And this is big news because of a certain addition to her bathroom she's making. And it's not due to plumbing issues or old-fashioned tiles, but it's so she can be closer to her husband.
Oh, stop, don't say that.
So the plan for this toilet reno is going to see two toilets installed in the one bathroom so her and her husband can do their business together.
No, gross, stop it.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
What
the weirdest thing about this is that the excuse she gave was that she's often away on tour and was like, so I miss him so much.
Nah, that's but what if he's standing up and she's not a sitting good excuse. Down?
No,
like, that's
off.
So weird.
Go away.
Oh, awful.
Imagine doing that in front of your partner.
No one needs,
number two.
No one needs to see that.
No, that's absolutely no, disgusting. That's too far.
And if we want to go even weirder, the toilets. Well, if I picture two toilets in the one bathroom, I would picture them side by side, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, no don't yeah. you dare. Don't you dare say it.
Staring at each other in the eyes like...
These toilets are going to be facing one another.
Sickos, man.
Like a tournament. Like a tournament.
They are sickos. That's such Sorry. A weird thing to do. I feel like this was something that happened in a Dublin pub quite recently.
Oh.
Was
in it source, in, yeah, was, the shared toilets, yeah.
Very bizarre.
There was.
So weird.
So they used to have a toilet that was side by side in their old house, but now they're moving to a new house and the new bathroom is too small to have side by side toilets. So they're having to install the opposite toilets. Right.
And what do they do? Do you think they stare into each other's eyes as they do
I finished first, huh?
Well, she said they're going to be knees to knees because it's quite small.
It's worse. How could this
get any worse? For love nor money, you couldn't get this information out of me. Like, oh my God, why is she being so like free and easy with giving this information away?
She does not care, and she told all this story on a podcast and said it's the best invention in my entire life. She says haters can hate, don't care.
Oh my God.
I'll continue to hate. Thank you very much.
Oh yeah. My God.
And thus concludes the first ever Toilet Corner on Spins Fully Charged.
I enjoyed
the
Toilet
where
Corner.
Where are you?
I'm in the toilet.
Spins Fully Charged. Recharged. Ah, lads, it's a terrible L date.
It is pretty miserable out there.
Well, it's pretty miserable all around. Weather-wise, oh in the world of love.
In the world of love?
I think it's fair to say that love does not actually exist.
Oh
Christ, we're in for it here, Ash. Yeah. What's going on, Em?
My jam and storms are over again.
Oh, yeah. I knew that would hit you hard.
Just when everything was right again, after they got back together last summer, after being separated for 5 years, it felt like the world was aligned again and there was hope for all of us. But no, it was too good to be true.
Bit of a shock.
It is a bit of a shock. They were only photographed together in the last like month on their Instagrams. Yeah. They seemed very lovey-dovey in public, in videos, even at Glastonbury, I think they were
Glastonbury,
together.
Yeah, it was
in the last 2 weeks, I think, to be honest. Was yeah. Like from Glastonbury and things like that.
Obviously, Love Island segments of it are a little bit pre-recorded. She did kind of break down crying the other night during like a recoupling, which is a bit odd for the host of Love Island. So people are saying maybe this has been going on in the background. But basically, in case you don't know, they are like the it couple. You got rapper Stormzy, you got the most gorgeous sweet girl in the world, Maya Jama, and they were just the most gorgeous couple, so in love. They were together when they were very young, like kind of 20, 21, and then they were together for 5 years, and you may remember it was all very awful because it seemed that Stormzy had done the dirt on her.
Yeah,
and
cheated on her, didn't he?
And he was like obviously begging for forgiveness, released an album, but very heartfelt, very open about his wrongdoings and all the rest. And she made him wait 5 years before she even looked at him again.
Mm-hmm.
And there we go. It's all off. Now, what strikes me about this is like
5 years is a long wait, isn't
5 years.
And then back on for what, about a year?
Just.
And now off again?
Yeah. They were spotted together on holidays around this time last year.
Yeah.
And then they only officially confirmed their relationship in October. So not that long,
not
really.
Yeah.
A lot of people I found online were saying, God, this is such a relatable statement. They had to put up a statement basically saying we're off so that people will not speculate online for ages like they did last time.
Yeah.
And people saying, oh, it's so self-deprecative. It's great. Honestly, when I read it, the only person I saw behind that pen or that phone typing this up was Maya.
Yeah, me too.
I don't see Stormzy in here at all, which kind of breaks my heart.
No, I say Stormzy was. I'd say he has a team to write his own kind of stuff. Whereas I feel like Maya's a little bit more free with who she is.
Yeah, and just the way she writes, it doesn't. I can't hear my mic in here at all. I can just hear Maya. Just give you a flavour of it in case you didn't see it. Hey guys, we've been laughing while drafting this. That's a lie. You're not sitting together drafting that. I don't believe a word
I'd
of it.
I'd definitely say they
I
are.
I could
to
see
be
them.
I could
be
totally
like,
see them.
Maybe
having
mad
that relationship.
Having to
yeah.
draft this.
Yeah.
We never, ever in a million years thought we'd be the couple announcing a breakup. But for the sake of clarity, and more importantly, to allow us the space and grace that's needed for us both to be able to navigate this next bit of our lives with peace, we thought it might be best to. The only Stormzy I see there is grace. That's a good word of his. He uses a lot. And peace, he uses a lot in his songs. Apart from that, that's all Maya, lads. That
right.
is all Maya. It is. interesting. You know the way sometimes when couples get back together after being apart for so long, sometimes you've grown apart too much to kind of grow together again. Like, too much time has passed, too much water under the bridge, kind of.
Yeah.
She said, I'm saying she said, because I don't think, as I said, he's massively involved here. We fell madly in love in 2014, broke up in 2019, and then spent 5 years manoeuvring life apart. We decided to try for the final time in August 2023. And we spent this past year trying our best to make it work. However, we've recently decided to call it quits and saying that they were trying to relearn each other again,
yeah,
despite having grown up so much in each other's absence, and it
Five
just wasn't clicking.
So long.
I remember seeing like a Stormzy, a day in the life day of Stormzy, and I was just like, when is this time for Maya? Because I was like, it is constant. And I'd say her days are constant as well.
Yeah.
I don't know about the... I'd say the two of them did stick it. I'd say it's definitely her words, but I'd say the two of them definitely did like ride it together, and she just probably put it into better words. I can imagine him
I'd
be like...
I'd say it was on her phone.
We just not working in it. Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of a vibe. And it's like, with Stormzy, we can't write that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I'd say. They did write it together, but I'd say she penned it.
I am convinced that she's grand about this and he's not. And I expect more very sad songs. The last time they broke up, we got tracks like this from the song Lessons.
I knew a woman more wonderful than a Disney one. I lost my heart. I just wondered if you could give me one. You taught me love.
And then even more recently, like in around the time they started getting back together, I reckon this is like the straw that broke the camel's back, and Maya said, fine Mike, I'll give you another go. The song Fire Babe, only about a year and a half old now.
She was standing in her dress.
The poor guy, lads.
And she was looking like an angel.
I would say the Stormzy music is going to be quite sad for
Didn't
a while.
Didn't they say at the end of it, don't speculate?
I'm speculating.
Yeah, please.
Stop speculating. It's been 24 hours.
But of course, people will. You're one of them. I think you'd be delighted now he's back on the market.
The final thing as well that they really made a point of a couple of times, that statement was, we tried for the final time. We're breaking up for the final time. Obviously, I'm like, you can't predict if you might fall for each other again in 10 years.
Stop speculating.
Never.
If she was your friend, you wouldn't be encouraging her to go back for a third
Dead
time.
Right.
Now, would you?
Sorry. Here's Beyonce. You're listening to Spin.
Happy birthday.
Honestly, if anyone can make decorations and all that look amazing for their birthday, it's got to be IKEA. I'd love to just see the place this weekend. I'd say it's going to look class. Well,
that's
oh my
a good
God.
Point, actually.
I want to see the showroom birthdayified.
Yeah. We are celebrating IKEA's 15th birthday in Ireland on the show this week.
Yeah, they got savings on some of their most iconic products to celebrate. Plus, there'll be in-store offers and free kids events as well, which is always good to do something with the kids during the summer and things
Absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Loads going on. Ballymun store this weekend.
We had 15 balloons in here once upon a time on Monday, but tons of them have been popped. We have four left and four vouchers left to give away.
And we did tell you, if you were to message us the word IKEA and we rang you back, there was a particular way you had to answer the phone, okay? So let's hope that you were listening.
Hello?
Jamie.
No. Look at that. And just like that, you've lost a voucher.
I'm so sorry.
I know. And I'm listening to you and I was like, it's not them.
Jamie, you should trust in us.
Sorry, Jamie.
That's so cruel.
Oh,
all right,
so Jamie.
Let's try again. Come on, Suzanne.
Happy 15th birthday, IKEA.
Woo! Yeah. Beautiful. Well done, Suzanne. Top tier.
Were you a bit scared that it wasn't us?
No, I had a feeling. I literally just sent and I was like, was that too robotic? Because I was driving and it was all caps. It looked very aggressive.
Daddy, listen, we only have a few balloons left, but we know for a fact there is vouchers in them. No more pop-agains. They're all gone. Would you like to choose balloon number 2, 4, 9 or 11?
I'll go for 9.
Okay, let's... Number 9, I'm going to pop it here with my meat thermometer. Doesn't
There's
get
definitely something in there.
On. Let's give this a pop for you.
Ooh. That was loud.
All right, Suzanne. You have won yourself a 100 euro IKEA voucher. Ooh.
Nice one.
Nice one, Suzanne. What are you going to spend that on now? What are you going to spend that on?
You know what? I want to make that IKEA bed.
The bed. Very nice.
Yeah, so I want to get a couple of those and make a bed.
Lovely. Brilliant. Put towards that, 100%. Suzanne, congratulations. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Thanks so much.
Bye. Will Good we luck. Go again?
Oh, really? Of course.
Do we really? Can we go again?
Ah, we can.
Are we allowed?
A few balloons
All
left.
Right,
let's
on.
Do this. Let's see. Come on.
Happy 15th birthday,
Yay! Yay! Daddy,
you didn't give it as much enthusiasm as we would have liked, but sure, look, you did what you had to do all the same.
I like it, Paddy. It almost sounded as if you were just having a conversation with someone and then you were going to pick up the phone. Sounded like you were saying it to someone around you.
Yeah. You said it nice and fast.
Well, I wasn't too sure if it was a war call, you see.
Very clever.
It's always a risk. Paddy, all right, we want to win you a nice voucher with IKEA. You've got 3 balloons left to choose from. 2, 4, or 11. What would you like to pick?
4.
Number four. Going middle of the road. Let's see.
Callum's handing that over
all
to
right.
Dave.
Dave is popping for you today.
Here we go. There's a voucher in there for sure. I hate popping balloons. You have won yourself a €50 voucher.
Nice one, Paddy. Enjoy
lovely.
Congratulations, Paddy. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Talk to you later. Great success towards the end.
I love giving away vouchers.
I know, it's
people
crack,
just love vouchers.
Mm. I love vouchers. And they don't expire for 5 years.
I know, I love that new rule.
That was one of the best rules the government ever
brought in.
Go on, Gov. We never say that.
No. We really love Fine Gael.
And go on, IKEA.
Stop saying those things. We have 2 more vouchers to go, and your very last chance to win them is after 7:30 tomorrow morning on Fully Charged with ourselves. All right,
got to be up nice and early for that one.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
We've just been chatting there about how Instagram has just gone to the dogs, and I feel like Instagram is cringe right now. It's giving me the ick because yesterday I followed a new account. The Hollywood Reporter. I swear to God, they showed me 5 posts from the Hollywood Reporter in a row on my home feed.
Oh yeah,
they're just so excited that I followed someone new.
No, it is. It's awful. It's giving me the beginning of the Facebook demise vibes.
It really is.
I've got a photo on my explore page of Neymar from 636 weeks ago.
Oh,
right there.
This stuff is so old.
Just on my explore page.
600
and 36 weeks ago.
Can people start posting again, please? It's so dead.
Here's one of Harry Styles from 629 weeks ago.
You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.